This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And speaking about those New York Mets, from one legendary guest to another, we just had Andrew Dice Clay. We now welcome in Andy Martino of SNY.TV. All right, Andy, bunch of things. You and I talk quite a bit on and off the air. Obviously, baseball night in New York, you catch that 6 p.m. weekdays on SNY. But there's a lot of reasons I wanted to have you on today, starting with David Wright. You've covered David Wright for a long time. We had Terry Collins in earlier today. Wright will have his number retired on Saturday. Where does David rank as far as the players that you have covered in your career?
In terms of, there's two different ways I could go with this. It would be similar, but like baseball players or human beings?
Well, I would
how do you want to go with it?
It's a great question. I would try to combine the two because I know your answer about baseball players. You could say, well, Judge is better or this guy's better. Well, like we know what Wright was as a player, but I mean all encompassing. When factor in everything, where would you put Wright in that category?
I'll tell you what, in terms of baseball player, Aaron Judge and A-Rod and people that you could say like are on another level, Hall of Fame type level. But David Wright was, it's easy to forget what a superior baseball player he actually was for quite a few years before the injury started to kick in, the way he controlled the bats, the power that was unfortunately sapped by the original dimensions of Citi Field, and of course getting hit in the head by Matt Cain didn't help. And some things that added up, but what a baseball player. And I think that's an important thing to note. He's not just a nice guy or a good representative for the Mets or anything. So I'm glad we're talking about both. And when I came on the beat, I had covered the Mets previously, but when I came on the full-time beat in the 2010 season, he was resurgent after 09. It was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. You remember when he started in 2012? He got hurt a little through that year, but at the beginning he was taking at bats that Terry Collins was comparing to Barry Bonds, where he just didn't miss a pitch. So great player. But I think more importantly, I just can't think of a superstar that was a better person and is a better person and more down to earth person. And I know it becomes cliche to say that about Wright because everyone says it, but it's just so true. And when he was in his younger years, I remember like looking at him really closely for a while, being like, this guy's not for real, is he? He's too nice. I mean, he must be slick. There must be something phony about this. And then you finally go, no, he's the real deal. And I'll tell you a quick story. I could tell you many, but just to his character exceeding even mine, and certainly yours, Sal, but mine as well. He was in the locker room one day when Josh Tolley was a young player, and there was a reporter who was interviewing Wright, who was kind of like making a goofy job of it, like an inexperienced reporter, and just asking some weird questions and being maybe a little bit less than professional. And Tolley looks at me and he's like, who is this guy? And I'm like, I don't know. And me and Tolley are kind of chuckling behind the reporter's back. And the second the interview is done and the guy is safely out of earshot, Wright turns to me and he lays into me. He's like, Oh, I remember when you first came around here and you're like, Mr. Wright, can I please have an interview? And now you think you're better than someone? Like, don't you come in here with that attitude. Who do you think you are? And I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's fair. And I'm a jerk and you're not. And there's not that many instances where the ball players are more mature than you are. So learning how to be a better person through the superstar player is certainly special.
That is a tremendous story that I have never heard before. You never told me that one. If you did, I forget it. But I don't think you ever told me that. And it does speak to David Wright, where it's not just when the cameras are on
or around
certain people. God, and that's why, Andy, like, I'm almost mad at myself because I don't think I properly appreciated all that David Wright was, because I was still kind of in my prime fandom when he first came up, and he was billed as, you know, one of the Mets saviors, him and Reyes, and, you know, I used to joke and call him the golden boy who could do no wrong, even though he was, I thought, subpar in the 2006 NLCS, so I kind of held that against him. But I think there's great value in not only being homegrown and carrying yourself the right way and representing the franchise, but God, the respect that he showed everybody, the way that he handled himself and was a great player on top of it. I think outside of Tom Seaver, who will always be the franchise, I think Wright's the greatest Met ever outside of Seaver.
I certainly could see that argument. I mean, there's a couple guys we could look at, like, for different reasons. Piazza, Beltran, obviously we all know who the names would be. But yeah, Wright was he's just the whole package. And almost to a level where it's frankly unprofessional. Like, I'm really happy for him and I'm excited to be there on Saturday. I'm leaving my family at the shore to be there on Saturday. That's how important this is to me personally. And that says something about, like, the greatness that he had, the person that he was, the person that he still is. I mean, even now, like 2024 NLCS at Dodger Stadium, our buddy Josh Satin, who's great friends with David Wright, they both live out in L.A., texted me. He's like, hey, I'm down sitting in the seats by the dugout. Come say hello. So I'm talking to Josh for a few minutes during the game. And all of a sudden, I look a couple seats down, and David's there, and I didn't know. And he stands up. He's like, oh, what? You're going to big league me now for Josh Satin, da da da. And like, oh, sorry. It was great to see him, da da da. It always feels right in Mets land when David's around. And then that was the day that Vientos, remember, they walked a guy in front of him, and Vientos hits the grand slam. It's a big day, like big coming out into stardom, or so it seemed at the time, for Mark Vientos. So he's the story that he is the story of the day. I text Wright, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to, like, seeing you for the first time in a couple years, it wasn't like an excuse to bug you. But you're the iconic third baseman. Vientos had this big day. Is there any way that you could text or call me with a quote about Vientos that I could put in my column? Hour or two go by. He doesn't get back to me. I'm like, oh, shoot. I overstepped. David and I have a good relationship, but that was probably annoying of me. And then, like, in time for me to include it in the column, he sends me these texts. He's like, I'm so sorry. I was driving. I missed this. But here's what I think about Mark. And then he sends me like three or four long paragraphs of detailed, like, well-worded thoughts about Mark. You know, when I first saw Mark in spring training a couple years ago, I was struck by his da-da-da. And I'm like, Jesus, man, you didn't have to do that. And it just keeps going where, not just in his playing days, but in retirement, he's just that guy.
He is the man, and I love hearing more and more stories like that. We're talking with Andy Martino of SNY.TV. We'll get into the trade deadline stuff in just a minute. Mets and Yanks, both sides of that. One more on Wright. Did you watch The Right Way that's going to be premiering tomorrow night on SNY? Have you seen that yet, an advance copy?
I did watch it a few nights ago, and you know, Joe Krause, our guy that does these documentaries, they did a great job getting Wright to open up. There were some things in there with a little harder edge than what we usually see from Wright publicly, saying how much he disliked Jimmy Rollins and the Phillies. I mean, and what great entertainment. What a rivalry that was for a couple of years, and then remembering that. And then there's a moment where Wright says that in his interview with Joe that he had some regrets over diving to cover third base in that play where he injured himself. And it's very rare for an athlete to say, I regret that I tried too hard in that moment. And Wright basically says that. I'm paraphrasing a little, but that's an example of how we get a very raw and open David Wright in that documentary. So I highly recommend. I think it's on at 8 o'clock tomorrow on SNY. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time. Might be.
I believe it's 8 o'clock.
It might be 6:30. Okay, well, whatever. I'll follow your lead on. Either way, keep it locked to Baseball Night in New York first, and then watch it. It's great. But I wanted to ask you that about that because I learned, well, maybe not learned, because you live through it in real time. It's nice to look back on it when you have everything kind of in sequential order, how it started and then how it ended. And there were a lot of ups and downs, and there is some sadness to the story, of course. But there is great reward in it as well. He was able to come back from injury and be in the World Series and hit a home run in the World Series. I mean, outside of winning the World Series, that's as good as it gets. And the fact that he could do that after what happened in 06, 07, 08, after the injuries, after getting hit in the head, all those different things. God, like, I don't think that it's an unhappy story with David Wright. No. I'd be curious to get your thoughts on the roller coaster, the ups and downs, and how you think the ending of David Wright's stories is.
I strongly agree with that, Sal. And I've noticed it's a little bit of a controversial opinion among Mets fans. I've expressed it a few times over the years and gotten some blowback. But I know David Wright personally. I know friends of his. And he's well-adjusted enough where he does not see this as a sad story. The only thing that really sucks is that he's got to deal with his back stuff as a human being for the rest of his life. But in terms of and that's not to minimize that, but in terms of a baseball career, I guarantee everyone who's listening that Wright does not consider his career a sad story. He had great moments. Like you said, he got back. He was able to not only hit that home run in the World Series, but 3 years later have that day where his daughter throws out the first pitch and at Citi Field, and he comes back for one final game. He was at peace with the career and the way it was. And, you know, he made his money, too. And I don't say that cavalierly. Like, he's mature enough to know the sad story is the guy that gets spinal stenosis in AA and never plays. That's the sad story. David Wright is a success story, and he knows that. So it's something to celebrate, not mourn, the career that we saw.
BT and Sal, BT on vacation. We're talking about Andy Martino, SNY.TV. All right, can't let you go without getting some insight here to the Mets and Yankees trade deadline. Obviously, the All-Star game. Did you watch the almost All-Star game last night?
I did not. I supported you and your boycott.
Yes! Thank you, Andy! No Soto, no Sal, or Andy. All right, so I'll forget the All-Star game. Did you? Where are we at here with the Mets as far as what you expect them to be looking to acquire ahead of the trade deadline?
Pitching in particular. Sal, they know that they need a setup guy for the playoffs. Other than Ryan Stanek, no offense to Stanek, he throws very hard. He's a good guy, but 35-40 pitches to get through a lot of scoreless eighth innings. Probably.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not going to get it done in the postseason, even though he often gets the results. They need a more dynamic power arm to push Stanek into a slightly different role. I expect them to add bullpen. They'll look at rotation. They've been looking at rotation for weeks, but all of a sudden the rotation is becoming more whole again. So we'll see where they go there. Probably less aggressive. It's going to be on rotation now than they would have been, because it's going to be a really tough seller's market for starting pitching. So do I see David Stearns beating out an even hungrier team for rotation help on the Sandy Alcantara or someone like that? Kind of hard to see. But keeping an eye on that. And center field, certainly, like we've talked about on the show, Sal, they're looking for a center fielder. They don't have one. Jose Siri is supposed to be that guy, and that broken bone is like just isn't healing. Tyrone Taylor is a winning player, but not your starting center fielder. And obviously, Jeff McNeil and Acuna are infielders who can get the job done on a given day, but not in the World Series, which is where the Mets want to be. So those are the places I would look. You hear little rumblings about maybe a temporary third base upgrade, but I'm not necessarily hearing that as top of mind at the moment. But there's a lot of time for these things to shift. And now, only now, the front offices really, truly start to focus on this after the draft.
And do you think that we're going to see a very aggressive Mets front office here ahead of the trade deadline?
Yeah, for sure. They know that they're in their window. Lindor's not getting any younger. Alonso's just here through the year. They just invested in Soto and have a handful of his prime years that they're really paying for that 15-year contract. So now's the time. Anything that they can do that they feel will help them win. Now, their version of aggressive might be different than the traditional version of aggressive. You've already seen that with David Stearns, right? When a fan might have wanted Blake Snell, they went and got three Paul Blackburns. And I'm not saying that's the right or wrong. It all depends on the context of the circumstance. But they'll be aggressive in adding and ambitious about improving the team, whether that means like the headline-grabbing names. That I'm not so sure about. We'll see.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the names either, but I would determine aggressive certainly not Ruff and Vogelback. And the way that I would determine aggressive is taking on money to add a better mm-hmm. player or trading prospects to add mm-hmm. a better player. And you think Stearns or Cohen or the combination would be willing to do both, knowing that it's their window?
Yeah, I think they'll be more careful about prospects than money. And I'm sure fans would like to hear that. Money doesn't cost anybody anything other than Steve Cohen, and he has it. Prospects, they've got some, obviously, abundance of infield talent that if somebody really wanted to, if another team really wanted to center a deal around a Beatty or maybe a Vientos or an Acuna, there's a lot of ways that the Mets could go. And they feel like they have a surplus of young pitching in the minor leagues, a lot of names that we haven't necessarily heard. Not the top guys like Nolan McLean or Jonah Tong, but they have some pitchers that they think would appeal to other teams to get them some rental players too.
All right, what about the Yankees? To me, it's never a doubt that the Yankees are going to try to add and be aggressive in their own way. Well, is it just third base? Is it starting, rotation, bullpen, all of the above? Where are we at with the Yankees ahead of the trade deadline?
It's a typical Brian Cashman deadline where it's like everything and anything he can grab from top of the rotation, headline grabbing names to third base for sure. They basically are playing without a third baseman. The guy that is getting most of the at-bats is hitting 150, so they know they're obviously going to do that. They really don't have a lot of need in the outfield this year, so or if any need. So you look at pitching and third base, and look, this is a team with a rotation built, the guys that came from other organizations, like Gerrit Cole is out, obviously, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon. The Yankees are never afraid to acquire big, bold names and players they didn't develop and trade their prospects to do it. So it'll be in a year where they could easily be in or win the World Series. They're gonna try to go for it, of course.
You know, you probably should have taken those days down at the shore with your family, because you know, in a week or so, you're gonna be nonstop with all these potential trades and rumors and all that stuff. No.
Well, you know, Sal, sick and twisted people like us sometimes prioritize our work life over our personal life, and well, it feels like the right thing in the moment, we'll be paying for it with perhaps less love and attention from my family down the line when we're old.
And it will all be worth it. Andy, we appreciate it. I'm not so sure. Hey, you got to do something to make sure the kids are getting fed, right?
That's true.
Maybe I'll see you out. Are you on? Where are we at with Baseball Night in New York? Are you on it all the rest of this week?
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
All right. Well, actually, you won't. I'm off tomorrow from Baseball Night in New York. But
oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'll be watching. Well, I get the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation golf thing, so I'll be doing the show there. So I had to take the day off. It's a pain in the neck to get back into the city. Either way, maybe I'll see you out there Saturday with the David Wright Show. And, of course, check out The Right Way, which will air tomorrow night, premiere tomorrow night, on SNY. Andy Martino of SNY.TV, and obviously SNY. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate the time.
All right, Sal. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.